You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Boris Johnson steps away from premiership in the United Kingdom, and the future is unclear. Conrad Black, Lord Black of the Parliament, is here to help us understand what happened in these last weeks while Britain and Europe are suffering through strange climate and a threat from the Russian Federation of cutoff of energy, rising prices, inflation, doubts, all of that, and at the same time, there was this melodrama going on in the House of Commons. Conrad, a very, very good evening to you. Welcome back. You observe this close at hand. The part that I come in is Boris Johnson, who marvelously presented the Conservative Party an overwhelming majority in 2019 and promised to lead the country for the next several years, and yet he's no longer prime minister. And as far as I can understand it, reading from the outside, the London Telegraph and the London Sunday Times, there was no offense that was fresh or new or particularly profound. It didn't have anything to do with financial irregularities or deception or some fantastic version of a stooge of the Kremlin. It was Boris Johnson's conduct before the parliament answering questions about Partygate and how he had handled members who had made indiscretions. Help me understand why they exited a man who had been so successful for them. I mean, the Conservatives. Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. It's a peculiarly British and British Conservative phenomenon. You have to start from the premise that the last time a leader of the British Conservative Party left in good health politically and personally and completely voluntarily was Stanley Baldwin in 1937. That was 85 years and 16 leaders ago. They even pushed out Mr. Churchill. Now, he was 80 years old. He'd had a slight stroke, but he'd recovered from it. But he was Mr. Churchill. They pushed out Margaret Thatcher, who was a great prime minister and the first person to win three consecutive full-term victories since before the first Reform Act in 1832. And they pushed her out. They tire of people. They're edgy. They have little loyalty. Much power in the hands of leaders of the group of members of parliament who aren't actually in the government, aren't ministers or associate ministers. And in Boris's case, he was in the first place, he had the envy of the journalists. He was one of them. He worked for us at the Daily Telegraph and at the Spectator, and when he sought election, one of his journalistic colleagues said, "Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Well, they don't put up monuments to journalists, do they?" And the fact is, he got quite quickly, as you know, to MP, Mayor of London, Foreign Secretary, Prime Minister, and then the majority that you described. And this inspired great envy among his former colleagues in the working press, and they attacked him, most of them, quite savagely. And in addition, the British like to pick on ridiculous things. Now, looking back on 50 years of Watergate, that was ridiculous. It wasn't even a break and enter. It was just forcing a lock, and nothing was stolen or vandalized nor anyone hurt. And Nixon knew nothing about it. There was no excuse for any of what happened in terms of chasing the president out. So it's not confined to Britain. But here, as you said, you have these ridiculous parties, which Boris didn't even like particularly, when people were leaving Downing Street, retiring, and it was claimed, and I guess it was in violation of the overzealous COVID regulations. But, I mean, you don't throw out the head of the government for that. And the last so-called straw was that the deputy whip, the person second in charge of trying to keep the members of parliament happy, was a man who got quite drunk and had some history. He was a gay and he groped other men who were also gay. So they didn't object on that grounds. They just didn't like being groped by him. But they, and so Boris said that he was unaware that he had some record of this kind of thing in the past. And the person who had told him that, in fact, there had been such a complaint publicly said, well, that's not true. I told the prime minister. Well, this absolutely is nonsense. I mean, it slipped his mind. I mean, what has this got to do with anything? But there is a certain aspect to the British mind when it takes against somebody. It's like a snowball. It just gets larger and larger in its objections, and it ends up seizing upon utterly preposterous, piffling things, and makes a tremendous moral argument out of them. The well-known novelist Muriel Spark, and she was actually writing about Watergate, but it could apply to this. Some years ago, wrote a novel about the theft of a thimble in a nunnery and an excommunication as a result of it. I mean, that's the sort of thing it is. It's nonsense. But God protect us from the British, even more than the American liberal, once they start becoming moralistic. I don't mean moralistic against Hitler or something. I don't mean serious moralism. I mean pettifogging, envy, and backbiting.
Envy, Conrad, that makes sense to me. Because when I first saw Boris Johnson speak in classical Greek, I think he did was doing the Iliad, I was... Well, the English word is gobsmacked. This is an extremely intelligent and gifted man whose
nobody disputes that.
Whose performances were spectacular. I didn't understand what they were debating, but I just liked watching him do it. Prime Minister.
I mean, not only that, John. I mean, he took over a moribund Conservative Party. The country had voted to leave Europe, but Parliament wouldn't approve it. The Speaker was conspiring with the opponents of that part of the Conservative Party that did wish to follow the public instruction and leave Europe, and it was a shambles. It was the greatest constitutional crisis they had had in that country since the American Revolution, and Boris sliced the Gordian knot. He had a slow start with COVID, but he got rid of all the regulations faster than almost all the other European countries, and he was brilliant with Ukraine, brilliant.
The only part of this that has a happy ending, and it's not over yet for Boris Johnson. The man is gifted, Conrad, just gifted.
Oh, yeah, and he's a young man. He isn't finished by any means.
But they gave him a set of first edition Winston Churchill's, the cabinet did, and I thought that at least put him in the right rank as a prime minister.
Yes, it was a nice gesture, and I thought his final session of prime minister's questions yesterday, he was very good natured and statesmanlike and got an extremely generous parting commendation from the entire House, all parties.
And is it we just have a minute here. Is it regular for the Conservative Party to be ashamed of itself after it's defenestrated a prime minister? Do they go through a period of self-doubt afterwards? We have a few seconds.
Yeah, self-doubt and factionalism. It happened when Prime Minister Heath was pushed out as leader of the opposition and replaced by Thatcher. And it happened when Thatcher was forced out. But they were people who were rather towards the end of their careers. And Thatcher, after three terms as prime minister, was not going to come back again. But Boris, as you say, is a young man, and he's still sitting there, and he has millions of supporters. And they're going to regret what they did to him.
Conrad Black, the distinguished biographer of many presidents, and as well, Lord Black of the United Kingdom and Canada. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al the IT Elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.